Next month, three young men from Ann Arbor are headed to trial on felony charges stemming from the on-field brawl that took place after last fall's Pioneer Huron football game. It's an issue that has truly divided some in the community. The town of Steubenville, Ohio, it's been ripped apart after some football players were accused of and ultimately convicted of rape. It has called into question the community's priorities and shred the town's sense of identity, and it's not alone. A new documentary film is shedding its light on the town of Shenandoah, Pennsylvania. This is a small coal mining town that is struggling for survival on a variety of fronts, united in its passion for football. A town ripped apart by a horrific incident and the attitudes and behaviors in the aftermath. The movie is called Shenandoah, and it's directed by University of Michigan associate professor and Pulitzer Prize-winning photojournalist David Turnley. Now, the film is getting a special screening at the Michigan Theater tomorrow night at 7 p.m., The film will be followed by a panel discussion on race relations with David Turnley, the director, actor and executive producer Danny Glover, and civil rights attorney Gladys Lyman, among others. This morning, David Turnley is our guest on 89.1 WEMU. Good morning, David.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
Well, I've kind of laid out the situation, but without detail. So if you could provide us an overview of the issues that this film aims to tackle.
Sure. It's interesting. In 2008, I was out on the campaign for a couple of weeks as the photographer to try to get Barack Obama elected. At thereabout, he made a statement in a fundraiser that he thought was off the record but got recorded and went out into the media that in times of crisis, the working class in places like Pennsylvania cling to gun and religions. And the pundits at that time said, well, you just lost the election because you just upset the working class, and you can't win an election.
But his intent was the opposite.
But in fact, what he was trying to say was that people have come from all over the world, immigrants, to work and build this country, and that now as the world is changing and it's becoming global, that manufacturing in our country has diminished, and that there are Rust Belt towns across the Midwest, including Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, that once thrived with the work of the working class and built this country, and now these so many people are out of work, and that
they feel left behind.
And they feel left behind. And so at that point, I decided that I wanted to go do a story about a coal mining town in eastern Pennsylvania. I also grew up playing pretty good football.
That's a hotbed for football, isn't it?
And yeah. Eastern Pennsylvania and these coal mining towns is where they've always played really tough football. I arrived in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, serendipitously the same weekend that four young men were charged, four star sons of the town that had never really had any problems in their lives. Were charged with beating to death an undocumented Mexican immigrant named Luis Ramirez.
So I think that's an important thing to point out. What is the kind of diverse population, or what is the population breakdown in Little Shenandoah?
So Shenandoah at one time was 40,000 people who came literally from all over Europe to work in the coal mines. But it's interesting, when you talk to people, the proverbial melting pot was always a boiling pot. Every wave of immigration found resistance from the previous waves. First, it was the English, and then the Welsh and the Irish, and then the Eastern Europeans, the Poles and the Slovaks. And now, most recently, there's been a wave of immigration from particularly one village in Mexico, a village called Iramaco, people who have come to work in mattress factories and originally on farms, but now mostly in mattress factories.
So diversity doesn't necessarily equate to integration in the community.
Diversity never equated to integration in that community, despite the illusion sometimes that I think we have about the American melting pot. In fact, the cemetery in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania is still segregated by ethnicity, and there were neighborhoods segregated by ethnicity. The town over time did come together and historically has gotten past these clashes, but it's certainly facing a challenge right now in a town where the unemployment is about 25%, a town that was 40,000, now is 6,000. 1,000 of the 6,000 are Mexican, and they mostly work.
So how does the town view this incident in which four of its star sons, as you mentioned, ended up being charged with the murder of an undocumented worker?
When the incident first happened, I think it just absolutely threw the town, because these were their four star sons. They were four of the best players on a team that was going to do really well that season. It happened just before the season started. It also didn't make sense to anybody. These were guys that were very well thought of. They were National Honor Society students. None of them had had problems. Nobody could make a lot of sense of actually what happened that they got into a fight and completely pummeled and beat to death Luis Ramirez, who they didn't know when the incident happened. They'd never met the man. All they knew at the time as they encountered him, without going into the details, was that he was clearly not from there, that he spoke Spanish, and that he had brown skin.
Was that what was determined to be the impetus of the attack?
Yeah, I don't want to give away too much of the movie, but that certainly is what the movie explores, what in fact did trigger the outlash of these four young men.
On a broader perspective, David Turnley, what did you learn about race relations from your exploration of this little community, this microcosm?
I think what President Barack Obama said in the first place, that in times of crisis, people cling to what they know. What he was trying to say is that when people's backs are against the wall, they tend to lose sight of their better angels and they find scapegoats. I think that one of the challenges that I wanted to explore in this film, I didn't want this to be an us and them film. I precisely wanted to explore what happened in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, by looking at ourselves and trying to understand what can trigger each of us into creating a sensation of the other sometimes when we are confronted by someone different than ourselves. After all, we grow up in a society where we're raised to believe that we have a constitution that believes in equality, that is not defined by gender or ethnicity or race, color, sexuality.
And it is standards to which we have yet to truly live up to.
And we're also, you know, we think very much of ourselves as an immigrant nation. So in this particular case, it was absolutely tragic and ironic that in a town composed of immigrants that four of the Star Sons beat to death an immigrant.
Where did you find hope in the story of Shenandoah, or did you?
Oh, there's tremendous hope in this story. The when you asked me, first of all, what the reaction was of the community and what I learned, one of the things I learned is that there's not one monolithic perspective in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania. Of these 6,000 people, there are as many different points of view and perceptions, and also people's ability to evolve as this story happened and to learn themselves, as there is in any group. And there were people who, from the minute this happened, against incredible resistance from the community, stood up and spoke out for what they felt was wrong and what they believe is right, against great odds, very courageous people. And there was a tremendous evolution among so many people as this evolved, as tragic as it was, and people who were very close to it, including some of the people that were involved, whose lives changed dramatically in terms of their sense of what they think is right or wrong and their own self-awareness.
Thematically speaking, it's universal. You can go into any community of any size and find exactly these issues.
I think that's absolutely right. One of the things that was interesting for me when I was doing this film is that I was living at the time. I worked on it for the last 5 years. I was living in New York City, and I would drive 3 hours every weekend to Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, and I'd come back. I was living in the West Village. I would go to my coffee shop every morning, which is pretty homogeneously well-educated people and relatively affluent, who mostly one would think of as very progressive. When the issue of immigration would come up, I would find that the conversation was just as volatile as it was in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, that the issue of immigration has, interestingly, despite the fact that we think of ourselves as an immigrant nation, has been an incredibly volatile debate, as we know, going on right now.
Well, I'm absolutely fascinated at the prospect of seeing the movie. So thank you very much for your time, David Turnley. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, David.
David Turnley is a University of Michigan associate professor, a Pulitzer Prize-winning photojournalist, and she has now produced the documentary film Shenandoah. Now, it's going to air tomorrow night at the Michigan Theater, and this screening will be followed by a panel discussion on race and community mores with David Turnley, with actor and executive producer Danny Glover, and several others. Again, that gets underway at the Michigan Theater at 7 o'clock tomorrow night.